Well, there are about 190,000 people from El Salvador living and working in the U.S. under a federal program called Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. That's according to the Pew Research Center. The Trump administration recently canceled TPS for three other countries, and now a deadline looms in January to decide what will happen to Salvadorans with TPS. Matthew Casey from member station KJZZ reports on a Tucson, Arizona man who's been in the program for 16 years.
Gabriel Navarrete straps an industrial vacuum on his back. It's Friday night, and when dental offices close, Navarrete opens his cleaning business. He says it's a lie when people say Latinos come here to take their jobs. Navarrete is an educated and intense man. To keep his customers, he knows he has to be efficient and pay attention to small details. On the lighter side, he's a basketball fan.
Los Angeles Lakers.
The 55-year-old Salvadoran wants to grow his business and plan retirement, but he has to wait for the Department of Homeland Security to decide if it will extend or cancel the temporary protected status he's had for almost two decades. He says we could lose two houses, businesses, and everything we have. DHS grants TPS for up to 18 months. Navarrete has lived through at least 10 cycles since 2001, after the U.S. gave Salvadorans TPS after several earthquakes.
Tenemos que salir de esa incertidumbre.
Navarrete says we have to get out of this uncertainty. The Trump administration recently announced plans to end TPS for Sudan, Nicaragua, and Haiti. It gave a six-month extension to Honduras, but said people should prepare to go home. Salvadorans, who make up the largest number of TPS recipients, will learn their fate in January. Navarrete's wife, Guadalupe Ponce, is from Mexico. She met Navarrete at a late-night cafe. They've been married for 11 years. Ponce says her husband has been stressed about TPS for months. Sometimes his blood pressure goes up a little, she says. He sleeps, but not well. Navarrete is right to worry about losing TPS, says Cecilia Menjivar, a sociologist at the University of Kansas who spent 20 years studying the program. She says El Salvador is worse now than it was in 2001.
There is more violence now. They could go back to a country that is absolutely not ready to receive them because the economy is so weak still.
TPS advocates, like the Center for American Progress, say TPS recipients are key contributors to the U.S. economy. The organization released a study that found the U.S. could lose $164 billion worth of gross domestic product in a decade if the government cancels TPS for El Salvador, Honduras, and Haiti. Supporters also say authorities constantly vet recipients, many have kids, and like Navarrete, many own businesses too.
And for most people on TPS, they have been in the country for at least half of their lives, if not more.
Critics of the TPS program say U.S. ties should not matter. They argue TPS extension should only depend on what's happening on the ground in the home country. Andrew Arthur is a resident fellow in law and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates for lower immigration.
Respectfully, the interests of the individuals who are in the United States who are in that status also really should not be considered.
Arthur is a former immigration judge and INS lawyer. He argues that there are millions of out-of-work Americans who can replace TPS holders in the job market and says years of extensions for countries like El Salvador gave people quasi-permanent status that actually hurts other countries' chances of getting TPS in the future.
I believe that it makes it less likely that countries that would benefit from 6 months TPS are actually going to get it because there's a danger that it's never going to end.
Every time the government gives an extension, longtime TPS holders have to also prepare in case the program gets canceled.
It's definitely temporary. It's only for 18 months typically. And so people are in constant anxiety when you get close.
Phoenix immigration lawyer Judy Flanagan has had TPS clients for 20 years.
Seems cruel, actually, to make people go back.
As he mops the long hallways of a doctor's office, Gabriel Navarrete argues the U.S. owes El Salvador for letting the military operate there in the 1980s. And it's one reason why TPS recipients should get to become citizens. I believe it's fair that we're offered something for that, he says. If he loses TPS, Navarrete says he won't go back to El Salvador.
Trataría de ir
a... I would try to go to a calm part of Mexico, he says. Navarrete won't know his fate until January. But even if TPS gets extended for people from El Salvador, it will only mark the start of a familiar cycle with an unknown ending. For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Casey.